AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova, celebrating Christmas Eve in the Holy Land. Thousands of Christians have turned out for a concert at Manger Square in Bethlehem. The top Roman Catholic cleric there, with neighboring Syria on his mind. The cleric saying he's happy the military war is over in Aleppo and that Christians can celebrate the holiday without fear for the first time in years. But the bloodshed in the region has not broken for the holiday. Syrian State TV reports fresh airstrikes on a rebel-held town near Aleppo have killed at least five. In eastern Aleppo, a bomb that was left inside a school by rebels has exploded. Tunisia's prosecutor's office has ordered three men held as investigators look further into their ties with the Berlin Christmas market attacker. One of the men, the nephew of attacker Anis Amri, apparently told police Amri recruited him to jihad and asked him to pledge allegiance to the Islamic State. Here in the U.S., President Obama is wishing Americans a Merry Christmas.
For the final time as the first family, we will join our fellow Christians around the world to rejoice in the birth of our Savior. And as we retell his story from that holy night, we'll also remember his eternal message, one of boundless love, compassion, and hope.
Obama also using his last holiday message to tout his accomplishments over the past 8 years.
Together we fought our way back from the worst recession in 80 years and got unemployment to a 9-year low. We secured health insurance for another 20 million Americans and new protections for folks who already had insurance.
One of Obama's final moves on Israeli relations came yesterday when the U.S. abstained from a U.N. Security Council vote that unanimously condemned Israeli settlements. Congressional Republicans now threatening to take action following the U.S.'s move against its ally. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted after the vote that things will be different after January 20th. January 20th, of course, Inauguration Day. The Radio City Rockettes are due for a performance, but as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, not everyone is kicking up their heels.
One of the Rockettes took to Instagram to say she was embarrassed and disappointed by the gig performing at Trump's inauguration, triggering calls for a boycott by some on social media. Critics posted the phone numbers of the dancers' union and the Rockettes' employer, Madison Square Garden Company, to urge complaints. But MSG says no dancers are being compelled to attend the event. Instead, they are voluntarily signing up, and there are more Rockettes signed up than slots available. Julie Walker, New York.
It'll be a white Christmas and treacherous driving for many in the northern plains. The Dakota's under a blizzard warning for tomorrow, while parts of central Minnesota are under an ice storm warning. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.